The code that was used was code that had been found by Xu Lin, who was a guy we don't usually associate with convolutional coding, and one of his graduate students, Lin, and Dave Forney. Lin and Lin had got the first part of the code. Dave added some later digits. Well, that was the first great victory of coding theory, but it led to the second death, because at this point people said coding is dead except on the deep space channel where the bandwidth expansion, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter a little bit. In fact, the Mars Mariner system used, the JPL system, had this rate 5/32nd code, a bandwidth expansion of 6, which doesn't mean anything from the point of view of the theory of the Gaussian channel, but it does if you're building the phase locks loops to do the synchronization and the tracking. Whereas with this system, you only had a bandwidth expansion of 2, so it was a lot easier to make the phase lock loops perform. So NASA people don't like to go more to rates lower than 1/2 for practical reasons. But so it's mostly reasons unconnected with the performance of the coding system. So coding is dead except on the deep space channel. In fact, that was, I believe it was 1972 was the year, because there was first of the IEEE Communications Society's workshop was held. I'm almost sure it was 1972, but unfortunately I don't have a record to check that before I gave this talk. And I remember going to that, and it was terrible. Everybody was up there, particularly the people from Bell Labs, up, coding is dead, it's never going to be of practical value in any system. It became a litany that every speaker repeated when he got up. I was almost booed when I tried to inject some words of caution that maybe there still might be some life in coding theory. And I'll say more about that later. In fact, I've never gone to a Communication Society workshop since then because of that. And I got an invitation to the 20th anniversary of that workshop. They wanted to get the people who were originally there, and I threw that immediately away.